We landed in a New York that was eerily quiet. The airport was deserted, the stores were shuttered, and, you know, places that are normally incredibly busy, like Fifth Avenue, was just deserted for miles.
That's Dr. RJ Bunnell, an Intermountain healthcare physician who was one of the 50 healthcare workers sent to New York to help treat the coronavirus as part of the crisis response team from Utah. Bunnell says when he got to the Long Island Jewish Medical Center, they'd already treated 1,000 COVID-19 patients and seen hundreds of deaths.
They had a hospitalist service of inpatient doctors like myself that normally treat 200 people. And when we got there, they were still taking care of 590 patients. And there were ICUs that were created all over the hospital. They had started with one, and they had to build six new ones to take care of all of these critically ill patients, a lot of whom will unfortunately not make it.
ICU physician Dixie Harris says many of the ICUs she worked in were the same. Even the Southside Hospital in Long Island, which is a community hospital similar to the Mill Creek area of Utah.
One of the head nurses had a relative on this certain floor, like say sixth floor. And every time they called, and it was very common because patients were very sick, they would call a rapid response to the sixth floor, her heart would stop. And it really drove it home how horrific this disease is and how cruel this disease can be. Now many, many people, a high percentage, don't have to go to the hospital. But those who end up going to the hospital with this disease, it's very serious and can be fatal.
Harris adds there's much we're still learning about the virus and how to effectively treat it, as well as preventing its spread. She says methods changed drastically in the 2 weeks they were in New York. Reporting for Utah Public Radio, I'm Kat Webb.